It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. William Bemis was born in 1762 at Bemis Heights, Saratoga County. At the start of the Revolutionary War, he moved to Pittstown in Rensselaer County. In 1782, he wed Mary Prendergast, daughter of William Prendergast. Early in 1800, the Prendergast and Bemis sold their property and decided to migrate to the West or to Canada. Bemis and his brother-in-law, Thomas Prendergast, traveled to Batavia, New York, where they met William Peacock, who had recently been surveying the Chautauqua Lake area. Before returning to their families, they paid a visit to Chautauqua Lake, and both favored the surrounding country. When the group decided against settling in Tennessee in 1805, it was the earlier trip to the Chautauqua region that convinced them to settle there instead. That winter, Bemis bought a land contract for about 100 acres of land on each side of Chautauqua Lake at the Narrows, the current location of Bemis Point and Stowe. According to Young's History of Chautauqua County, there was unmistakable evidence a Native American settlement had formerly existed on the Bemis Point side, and Bemis used the leftover grass and corn to secure a crop his first year of his settlement. Bemis later built a sawmill in 1808, the first in the town of Ellery, and the first grist mill in 1811. He remained active in the early development of the area for the rest of his life, dying January 2, 1830, nearly 68 years old. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.